Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
All right, kicking off the show strong. That was, of course, Lolita number 18 off of their Best of Lolita number 18. I played tracks 3, 8, 10, and 12 because I can't speak or can't read kanji. Sorry, everyone. That is a distinctive voice, though, and you know it's true. I did want to start the show by saying I have secured tickets, so it is an actual thing. December 20th in Orlando and December 21st here at Janus Landing. If you are in the St. Pete area, the 5678s, you hear them here every week, you know them, you love them. They will be at Janus Landing December 21st with Reverend Horton Heat and the Voodoo Glow Skulls and the 5678s. They have come to Florida. It's a momentous occasion. I think everyone, for a brief moment, I was like, should I drive to Orlando, see that show, then see the Saturday show? And I was like, no, I'm not doing that, just because I'm old. But anyway, I digress. Make sure you go out. It's on the Janus site. You had to go to the Cool Daddy, blah, 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 whatever. You know how it redirects you to this stuff. I bought the tickets the moment it was confirmed because I'm not missing that show. You know, you hear my love each and every week, so make sure you support them. You know them. It's going to be an awesome show. You know, the other two bands aren't any slouches either, but I digress. Here is some more awesome tunage. Oh, this is Saki Bamagogo, show 80, and my name's Mao. In case you tuned in and you were like, what's this about? It's about nonsense mostly, but it's also about awesome music, which I'm going to play now.
I've got my pistol point cocked, ready to link shots non-stop until I see your monkey ass drop and let your homies know who done it.
What do you think of breed?
I'm not afraid to die.
Make it high! explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Hey!
Run for your life. Mama's coming.
Yeah!
She's Kung Fu Mama. When she gets her dander up,
hey!
The hitmen go down. Flattened by the deadliest weapons in outraged motherhood, the flying fists of Kung Fu Mama.
You see, all of us have a few tricks. Now, let me show you one of mine, huh?
It's a new motion picture experience in the martial arts with the top stars of Oriental hand-to-hand combat and Kung Fu Mama.
Ha! Ha!
Don't mess with Kung Fu Mama, the meanest mother of them all.
Hey!
Kung Fu Mama, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the Devil's House.
All right, that was, of course, Mei Mei and the Mach 3 off of their brand new CD, Hi-ya! I say it that way because there's an exclamation point. Anyway, at the end of H-I-Y-A, so I know how to say that. And I played, you know, I purposely did this because they have English on all the titles except for four of them. Those are the four I picked. So I played track 2, track 4, track 7, and track 10. I don't know what they say. Again, the kanji thing. I really should be better and learn more, but I'm dumb and I don't do that stuff. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. They are one of those bands that have been around. They've been doing it forever. They are just, they continue to keep on kicking butt and making awesome music. I was really couldn't believe it. You know, they just, out of the blue, they had to let me, they said, yeah, play our music, that's great. And they sent a package with all their CDs and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God, this is really awesome. Usually you don't have to get that kind of care. And then out of the blue, they released a new CD. Boom. They sent it to me. I went, what? Oh my God. This band actually is on the ball. It's a minor miracle. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, so nothing but love for Mei Mei and the Mach 3. It used to be Fifi and the Mach 3. And then Fifi must have split out, and then Mei Mei stepped in and ratcheted up a couple. That's all good. So, of course, other than I always say, make sure you go to Time Bomb Records. They're not paying me to say it. I just keep saying it because maybe someone's going to listen. They have an English version of their site. Tons of cool stuff. I totally dig it. Boy, I got an email today from Criterion. And if you've listened to this show at any length of time, you know I talk about Criterion from time to time. They're the only place that's figured out how to actually get money for DVDs and Blu-rays. Well, they might have figured out a way to get money again from me. And I'm like, oh man. It's a Godzilla box set. All the early stuff. Now, I have some of this. And I have some of them. I'm kind of like weighing what I want to do here. Because I don't know. Boy. Godzilla's gotten my money a lot over the years, and they're going to continue to get my money, probably. Something tells me I'm just the chump to buy this one, too. We'll see. Here's some 5678s. Since I keep talking about them, should probably play them, huh? Yeah, of course I'm going to. Here you go.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Isabel standing by the door. Look out the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window, I can see. Oh, I can see. That's the station where I meet up him before. I can hear him calling my name. For the dark, with subway noise, I can hear. Oh, I can hear. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Jesus, in a subway, standing by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm
tell you what I do like, though. A killer. A dyed-in-the-wool killer. Cold-blooded, clean, methodical, and thorough. Now, a real killer, when he picked up the ZF-1, would have immediately asked about the little red button on the bottom of the gun.
All right, that was off of the Teenage Mojo Workout album. I played I'm Blue, Roadrunner, Green Onions, and In the Subway. A couple of my favorites are in there. I love the I'm Blue. I love In the Subway. That feels like a very heartfelt song. And Green Onions, I think, is just kind of cool. So I like playing that. And why wouldn't I? You know, I went and bought a guitar. I'm always trolling around looking for used guitars to kind of fool around with. Usually I buy them up and clean them or fix them and hot rod them a little bit and sell them. And so I went and picked up this guitar. And it was like gorgeous. You know, it was like brand new. I was like, okay, so I paid, you know, it was a decent price. It wasn't a home run. It wasn't like, you know, the guy was giving it away, but it wasn't horrible either. So I dropped some cash, brought it home, played it a little bit, not like just played it to make sure it sounded good and played good, felt good. And I was like, looking at this thing, I was like, man, this is like too nice of a guitar to like mess with. So I took it into to my work, and there was a guy at my work that likes guitars and is always buying and selling and stuff. I gave it to him for the weekend to see if he wants to buy it. I think he's going to buy it off me. That'll literally be a guitar I've owned for like 1.25 days. That might be a new record of dumbness for me. That's saying something, because I do a lot of dumb stuff. But we'll see. It's a cool guitar. I don't know. I think he'll give it a good home if he does buy it. And if not, that's fine too. If it comes back home, I'm not going to be crying about it. But I was like, it's just one of those things where I wouldn't feel right, like, digging into it. You know, it's just kind of a nice guitar. Here's some nice music. I'll stop talking.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny. Me love you long time. You party?
We'll be right back. Oh, Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
That was Anarchy Stone. I played Mitsu, Cherry Sky, Infinity Painter, and Ring. I guess that's going to be it for this week. I'm going to drop in, I might drop in that Wendy's Where's the Beef rap, because I got to be me. But thanks for listening. Make sure you're telling everyone out there to tune in to RadioSaintPete.com. And of course, while you're there, tell them, well, go to the archive section and grab up all of the Indie Circuit and Saki Bama Gogo you can. I actually am thinking about doing a landing page on my own and like having all the episodes like there, so you can easily grab them up and maybe even put them out there on some of the podcasting avenues. I don't know yet. At first I was going to put them on our Bunch of Dorks site, but I'm webmaster issues, but I digress. Enough of that crap. Thanks for listening. Here's some Wendy's Where's the Beef rap. I'll see y'all next week for more insanity.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Is anybody out there?
Where's the beef? to be.